This is Fresh Air. Lots of people today think of Ike Turner as the man who used to be married to Tina. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward says even before that union, Ike had made a name as one of the early scouts of rock and roll talent.
A couple of years ago, Tina Turner published her autobiography, I, Tina, which confirmed the rumors that had been going around the music business about her husband, Ike. He took cocaine, fooled around with the Ikettes, their backup singers, and beat Tina. Since then, Ike Turner has lived under a cloud, and while I don't condone his behavior with Tina in any way, I do think it's important that we remember that before he even met her, his place in rock and roll history was safe. Ike Turner was born in 1931 in Clarksdale, the center of the Mississippi Delta, and began playing the piano at the age of six after hearing Boogie Woogie master Pinetop Perkins on the radio. Before he was out of high school, Ike's band, the Top Hatters, was playing dances throughout the area, and Ike had his own radio show on which he presented a lot of local blues talent. In 1950, he took a smaller version of the Top Hatters to Memphis to record, and there he found Sam Phillips' recording studio. The song they cut, Rockin' 88, is considered by some to be the first rock and roll record ever.
You've heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along.
Ike played the piano, and the record appeared on Chess as being by Jackie Brenston and the Delta Cats. By mid-1951, it had been at the top of the rhythm and blues charts for nearly 4 months, and Brenston and the band took off for Chicago, stranding Ike in Memphis. Now, Ike Turner was never a particularly modest guy, and he told Sam Phillips that he knew where there were lots more great blues performers. And Sam, in turn, told Lester Beharie, a Memphis businessman whose two brothers, Jules and Saul, owned Modern Records, L.A.'s most successful blues and jazz label. They headed to Memphis to meet this young man and brought with them one of the very first portable tape recorders. With Ike as talent scout, the Beharies took off in their car and drove all over the South, making recordings like Whole Heap of Mama by Brother Bell, recorded in January 1952 at the Casablanca Club in Greenville, Mississippi. It wasn't high fidelity, but it was what the Beharies were looking for. Back in Memphis, Ike set the tape recorder up at the YMCA and in his friend Tuff Green's living room and produced a phenomenal group of recordings by Roscoe Gordon, Junior Parker, Johnny Ace, and B.B. King.
Woke up this morning, my baby's gone. Woke up this morning, my baby's gone. I ain't had no loving since my baby been gone. Got nobody.
My Baby's Gone has more of Ike's piano than B.B.'s guitar, doesn't it? And Ike took advantage of the situation to record under the name Loverboy.
Why did you leave me? Why did you have to go? Why did you leave me? Why did you have to go? Why?
Records like Why Did You Leave Me made it clear that Ike did better when other people sang his songs. A young lady would be ideal, and he had one close to hand, his wife, Bonnie.
They say love is a gamble, and I really do believe it's true. They say love is a gamble, and I really do believe it's true. cause I tried so long that it's getting me through and through.
Love is a Gamble was recorded at Tuff Green's house, but Bonnie usually played piano in Ike's band, the Kings of Rhythm. They toured, scouted talent, and played shows whenever Ike wasn't making records in Memphis. In the mid-50s, Ike moved to St. Louis and then to Cincinnati. Along the way, he lost Bonnie and met and married Annie Mae Bullock, whom he renamed Tina. He also put aside the piano and played more and more guitar, becoming one of the best blues guitarists of all time in the process. But from about 1960 on, all of his successes came with Tina, and both Ike and the Kings of Rhythm faded into the background. His early stuff is next to impossible to find, but it's well worth looking for if you care about the early days of rock and roll.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. Fresh air.